Arya stood on one leg. She was getting much better at that of late. Syria says that every hurt is a lesson, and every lesson makes you better. Ned frowned. The man, Syrio Forel, had come with an excellent reputation, and his flamboyant, bravassi style was well suited to Arya's slender blade, yet still. A few days ago she had been wandering round with a swatch of black silk tied over her eyes. Syrio was teaching her to see with her ears and her nose and her skin, she told him. Before that, he had her doing spins and backflips. Arya, are you certain you want to persist in this? She nodded. Tomorrow, we're going to catch cats. Cats? Ned sighed. Perhaps it was a mistake to hire this bravassi. If you like, I will ask Jorry to take over your lessons. Or I might have a quiet word with Sir Barristan. He was the finest sword in the Seven Kingdoms in his youth. I don't want them, Arya said. I want Syria. Ned ran his fingers through his hair. Any decent master-at-arms could give Arya the rudiments of slash and parry without this nonsense of blindfolds, cartwheels, and hopping around on one leg. But he knew his youngest daughter well enough to know there was no arguing with that stubborn jut of jaw. As you wish, he said. Surely she would grow tired of this soon. Try to be careful. I will, she promised solemnly, as she hopped smoothly from her right leg to her left.